You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It is time for a trending report. Obviously, the number one trending story today is people going to the polls. Jeremy and I were wondering earlier why so many people wait until Election Day. But, Jeremy, your point was it's maybe just exciting for people?
It's exciting. Maybe it makes you feel patriotic. You know, you're doing your duty on Election Day, and you're out there and having some fun, I guess. It's a big day for a lot of people.
I will never go back to doing that. I will always stay the mail-it-in early guy.
We dropped. Well, I like dropping ours, you know, like 2 weeks in advance in the little box.
Yeah, it was funny. We got ours in the mail, and 45 minutes later, Gretchen was in the car taking it back to drop off. That's how quick.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
It was like 45 minutes after it arrived, it was back in the little box at the library or something.
Yeah.
One thing you might want to think about, a kind of a heads up to either look online or call ahead, because there are several businesses that are shifting their hours today so that they can allow their employees to, you know, go take part in their constitutional right. Best Buy is not going to open until noon. Bath and Body Works won't open until noon. Others are doing things where their employees get to have flex hours and come and go. So that's good. I like to see businesses
very
doing
good,
that.
Yeah.
Get a load of this. Here's a stat for you. 23% of people say they have voted for someone in a presidential election and wound up regretting it. That's one in four had regrets over who they cast a ballot for.
That's sizable.
I'm actually surprised that it's not a little bit higher.
You don't
than
know.
That.
Like, you make your vote, and then, maybe 2 years later, you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. That doesn't seem too crazy to me.
You know, if you live, there are a few of us, we're a dying breed, but there are a few of us who always say party over person, and then you never really regret your vote.
Right.
Because you're voting for it. Anyway, so that's going on. So businesses all over are also boarding up. Jeremy was talking about how the 16th Street Mall seems like a hurricane is about to come
through. It's a ghost town. I was watching some live streaming video down there yesterday, and it's just very sad, man. It's just very sad to see everything boarded up all the way down. You know, the Hard Rock was all boarded up. They're dropping off porta potties and stuff down there, and it's just, it's horrible. It makes you sick.
And I'm not trying to be Mr. Doom and Gloom and Mr. Negative, but I will tell you that as horrible as that is, that will be the new normal for the rest of our lives. There will not be an election anymore that there is not rioting. I'm just telling you, that's just the way, because there's a certain percentage of the population that they kind of look forward to doing that.
Yeah, because I hate seeing all this go up, because it's kind of like encouraging to me.
It does.
It's like it encourages people to go down and make a mess, and
it makes
me think
back to years ago, the first riots after a team lost a Super Bowl. And then the next year, the winning team's town also started rioting, right? And that became the norm. And now towns that have... If you have a city that's got a team in the Super Bowl, you now plan that there's going to be X amount of people in that town who are going to go destroy
their city, yeah.
Because that's the thing that is now considered normal, you just go do. Well, welcome to elections that are that way, and it will always be that way now. Get ready, if you're a business owner, to
stay safe.
Put up with stuff. Yeah, keep you and your employees safe first and foremost. And like I said, I'm not trying to be Mr. Pessimistic. I think I'm being realistic here.
No, you are. I wish,
it's just what's going to happen.
I wish we would step up, though, and say, you do this and you're getting arrested immediately, and you got a record that's going to follow you around for the rest of your life. So don't. I wish more people would just stand up and say, you better not. Don't do it.
Well, it's sad. I'll echo what you said. It's sad to see that that's what's going to happen, that the country will be burning. And the thing is, it doesn't matter which way the election goes. It doesn't matter. I mean, this is going to happen one way or the other.
Yep.
So
what's everyone having for snacks tonight?
There you go.
Got all serious there for a second.
I'm trying to figure out what we're... You know what? We're just going to have leftover Halloween candy. That's
are
all
you,
we're
you
having.
Little yes. piggy? I think I'm going to make fajitas tonight. I got a hankering for some fajitas.
How does that not make you a pig?
Well, there's vegetables in fajitas, Dom.
Okay.
I guess if you wrapped a Snickers bar in some Hershey's lettuce... Cauliflower Hershey's.
They have a broccoli Mr. Goodbar.
You're probably not too far off. That stuff's coming, I bet.
Broccoli.
When you're really going to see the riots, Dom. That's hilarious. Cauliflower
Sweet
Hershey's.
Potato M&M's?
No,
anybody?
No! Oh, so funny.
Whatever.
Are we doing a what else is going on?
Yeah, what else is going on?
Let's talk Bed Bath & Beyond. The company Bed Bath & Beyond has conducted an internal study. And they basically found out that not a lot of people are using their coupons. And they just keep pumping them out and out and out in your mailbox. I know we have a stack of like 40 of them at my house. They're ineffective is what they're saying. Especially amongst younger consumers. They say a lot of the younger kids go into Bed Bath & Beyond and buy some towels and they don't use a coupon for some crazy reason. Kids don't like saving money. Anyway, so they're going to be cutting back on the amount of coupons. So don't freak out. They're not eliminating them. They're just going to be cutting way back and then lowering prices and doing other promotions.
People just use those digital ones on their phones anyway, don't they?
I would think so. Yeah. I get a buttload of them in my inbox, so
it's so funny to watch my wife when she's going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond because she scrambles not to find the 20% off one item thing. Yeah. She is always scrambling to find that 20% off your entire purchase.
That's the best one, right?
That's the golden ticket.
That's the
right
biggie.
There.
Yes, that is the golden ticket. And those are the rare ones, man. If you are really into sending nude photos of yourself, I mean,
Josh,
who doesn't, right? But you're worried about those pictures getting leaked or getting in trouble, there's a solution now. It's a new app called eGree, and it lets you create a legally binding non-disclosure agreement with somebody before you start sexting them, basically. So you both have to sign this agreement. And then if they leak your nude pictures, you can basically sue them. They say that you have the same legal standing that you'd have if a lawyer had drawn up a contract for you.
Well, you could sue somebody anyway.
You could still probably sue them,
Who
but this will make it harder.
Binding?
Don't say harder. This will make it more difficult to get it done.
Who says it's legally, and don't say binding either. Who says this is legally binding? Just the people selling the app?
I guess.
Because you
I think
sue
if it's something,
anyway.
If it's actual, if it's an actual contract, and you both opt in and say yes, I agree to this, and then you break that, it's got to hold up in court, don't you think?
Mm-mm.
How's it any different than like the terms and conditions of your Netflix or your?
I don't know. It just is
your iTunes.
Because those are, you know, major companies standing behind a product. This is just two individuals meet up at a bar, and one's got a little doohickey, if you'll pardon the expression, on their phone.
A little thingy.
I'm not sure that little thingy is going to stand up in court.
But then there's like the sites like LegalZoom, you know, that have
different.
All the contracts. Really? You can print out contracts on there and sign them.
I just am.
You're skeptical.
I'm skeptical again about whether this company that's making a buck off of this has really got the legality.
The bottom line is you're still sending naked photos of yourself to strangers.
Look what we're
That's the main
here.
Concern here.
Right.
The main issue is you're dropping your drawers.
Right.
You know? I'm not going to play Baby Shark, but I will tell you about this. I guess Baby Shark has now surpassed Despacito. Is that how you say it? The song on YouTube as the most watched video in the history of YouTube.
How many billions?
7.05 billion views. Of Baby
That's
Shark.
That's about the population of the Earth. Just under.
Just under. So 7 billion views of Baby Shark? What?
Well,
how much money
do
they?
Didn't it?
A couple times.
Yeah, there you go.
Not a lot. Ugh. What did they make off that? Off that YouTube channel?
Oh, my God.
What is
God.
It well, per billion views? You get a certain amount.
I think it's per 2,000 views. You get.
I think some. I know Instagram. If you get that's followers, like 100,000 followers equates to about $10,000 a month, if you're selling on there. Anyway, you gonna look it up real quick?
I am looking it up, but you can go ahead and keep going.
I lied. Oh. 7 billion in one. Okay, that's enough of that.
The $34 million in 2018.
$34
million? Just for the one... Yeah, that's just one one angle of revenue, one stream.
Oh, my God. That's so ridiculous. Out of a stupid little song. What else is going on? Here's some pointless celebrity knowledge you can drop on your friends. Beyonce has beehives in her backyard, Dom. She has about
she's got a bee in her bonnet.
60,000 bees, it says. They make hundreds of jars of honey a year. And she says she's doing it because her daughters have terrible allergies and honey has countless healing properties. So they decided to have some bees in their backyard making their own honey. If I had land, if I was out on acreage and stuff, I'd have bees. I'd be a beekeeper.
Believe me, it's been discussed in our house.
I think that's a very cool thing to do. You do it.
Yeah, it's been discussed in our house.
Are you allergic? If you get stung, do you balloon up? You know?
I don't think so. I don't think I've ever been stung.
Test that out.
Oh, I got stung by that jungle wasp one time.
Did you balloon up?
I've got a little bit of a knot on my forehead, but that's just because I got stung by a jungle wasp.
A jungle wasp will jack you up.
100% of people are, quote, allergic to that. I mean,
I don't want that to happen at all. Where did it sting you?
Right in the middle of the forehead. Boom.
Good night.
Yeah.
All right.
Jungle wasp.
Clickbait.
Even the name of it.
It sounds vicious.
Yeah. Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted two things you need to check out. The first is a dog. It's a lab that's showing the right and wrong way to wear a mask. The photos have gone viral, of course, because it's a big goofy lab. And the second is a time-saving technique for cutting carrots, Dom. Did you watch the video?
I saw the picture of it, and that was enough.
Some people are saying it's totally gross, you guys. So I'm not going to tell you what he does. You got to go to our Facebook to check it out. Search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
The family that owns the company behind Baby Shark, their personal stock shares alone have gone up $100 million.
Good.
One.
Do, 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 do.
To the bank, 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 ba-bank, ba-bank.
Yeah.